Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. Our service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator. Well, hello everyone, this is Bishop Deborah Vaughan coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. And I am so happy to be with you this evening. I'm hoping that you can hear me all right. I'm trying something new. I am jumping into the techno world and I'm using a live mic tonight, so rather than the telephone. So I hope that it is coming through the airwaves nice and clear. And I am so grateful to be with you this evening. It's kind of a perky beginning to the program, but it is Lateri. It is the Sunday in Lent where we wear rose, where it's a little bit lighter. We're almost to the end of the journey. This is the fourth Sunday in Lent. You will find the ceremony and service if you want to go to communitycatholicchurch.com. You'll see the link there on the show page, online worship page. Just click that and it should take you right there and you'll see the prayers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let us take a moment and reflect on those things we've said and done that we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our life we may have said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us once more and make us one with your loving presence. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect for the fourth Sunday of Lent. Almighty God, through the waters of baptism, your Son has made us children of light. May we ever walk in his light and show forth your glory to the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The psalm appointed for this Sunday is Psalm 107. We go from verses 1 to 3 and then 17 to 22. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those he redeemed from trouble, and gathered us in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some were sick through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities endured affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Let them then thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind, and let them offer thanksgiving sacrifices and tell of his deeds with songs of joy. Today's Holy Gospel is written in the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning at the 14th verse. Jesus said, "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." Here ends the reading. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. So here we are progressing through our Lenten journey. When we started out on Ash Wednesday, the world around us here in southern Ontario was fiercely cold and snowy. But now, on this Sunday, the snowbanks are melting, the temperatures are climbing a little, finally, and there are signs of spring. And soon the warm sun will work its magic on the seeds that are sleeping in the ground below. As we move through the season of Lent, we're watching for signs too. Signs, spiritual signs, that will increase our faith, that will bring us to a deeper understanding of God's presence in our lives. We're looking for hope. We're looking for answers to our prayers, for good things, for the fulfillment of promises. We are moving ever closer to Holy Week, ever closer to the cross, ever closer to the empty tomb, and to the joyous news of Easter. But for today, we're still on the path. We're still pilgrims watching the skies, following the path, allowing the Spirit of love to lead us in our quest to follow Jesus. It can be scary where we stand. We may feel uncertain. We may wonder if we shouldn't just take another road. In our spiritual journey, we may have questions about our faith, about God, about our lives, about our future. Forgive us, Lord, for we know not what we do. We say as we stand on the path, we seek your will and your way for us. As we look to the world, we see so many things that cause us to question God's presence. Where are you, God? We cry. Where are you? Violence, injustice, cold, cruel, abuse of people. And we see those who call themselves Christian working against everything that Jesus stands for. There are some very powerful forces out there right now that are making God into their own image. And in the process, they're putting the whole planet in a very precarious state. For those powerful people who call themselves Christian, money seems to be their God, not Christ. And much of what we're dealing with in this world involves finances, doesn't it? The 1%. It's all about the material. And as Christians who have a foot in both sides, material and spiritual, we feel that tug of war happening in the world. We feel pushed and pulled by the forces. We know that the richest families, the richest people, could transform the planet if they followed the teachings of Jesus. In a blink, they could feed every hungry person in the world, every country, every person that needs food, that needs help. They could come to their aid, and they would still have more money than they could spend in lifetimes. They could be true stewards of creation, saving endangered species, helping the environment for future generations. Instead, it seems that monies are being poured into ventures that could place this planet in further peril. And causes are being donated to that don't respect the dignity of every person, that don't look to support and assist people in their need, in their true need. These powerful forces use their power as a fist against the children of God. They might not see it that way, but that is in effect what's being done. The forces, the tug and the pull, were being slammed against these powerful, powerful forces. And as the light grows more dim, it seems that these fingers, these powerful fingers, are the ones turning the switch. All they need to do is flip it up, and a whole new kind of world would be experienced. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do, we say as we stand on the path. We offer them to you. Help them in their ignorance. Open their hearts. Our Lenten walk, our bleak times, the whole world feels swallowed up in fear, in lack, intolerance, suffering. Step by step, we feel the heaviness of the world. We carry our light, but it's threatened by raging winds and lashing rain. We are surrounded by darkness and selfishness and prejudice. All of these heavy forces that truly become evil for us. This is a part of the heaviness of Lent. We carry our worries and our concerns and our pain and our sadness on our backs like a cross. It's true that we all have a cross that we carry. We all bear a burden of some kind. And it can feel heavy and tiring with Easter so far away and the world so much with us. All that material stuff just hanging on to us. So today on this Sunday, it's time for a break. It's time to find a bench. It's time to hear the sweet words that come to us from today's gospel. I'm going to read it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Now let's be clear. God did not throw his Son into our midst like a ring to a drowning person, although sometimes it might feel that way to some. God sent Jesus to us in this time in our history with a message and a mission. And what was that message? God says, I love you. And what was the mission? God says, follow my Son. Do what he does. Do the same thing. Love one another. Is someone sad? Cheer them up. Is someone hungry? Feed them. Is someone in the need of a pair of shoes or a place to stay? Help them. Is someone lonely? Visit them. Help them. Reach out in the name of love, in my name, and make a difference. That's it. That's why Jesus came. That's the message. Now notice you don't have to have more than a willing spirit to do this. You don't need money, or very much of it. It's a simple act of the heart, a realization that we are all connected. We're all created by the one divine source. God is the God of everything, of everyone. God created this vast cosmos and everything in it, universes and universes and galaxies and stars beyond counting, and you and I. That's the message. We're all brothers and sisters here on this planet. We all have work to do. And Jesus comes into our midst to stir us up, to call us to action, to ask us to follow him, to do the same, to love one another. That's the message. He says, who is my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters? He says this to a group of strangers and followers in another part of the gospel when his mother comes to get him. They're concerned for him. They want him to come home. And he looks around and he says, you're my brothers, you're my sisters. Anyone who does the work of my Father is my family. That's the message too. So God sends us Jesus to live with us, to know how we are in this world, to walk with us, and to tell us how much we are loved, to tell us how important it is to respect and to love each other. A very simple message. A new commandment I give to you, he said. A work that, when done well, brings heaven to earth. The kingdom of heaven is at hand if we but follow the commandment. Love one another. So this truly is the task of our Lenten journey. We're being called in these 40 days to purify ourselves in a way, to try not to watch TV so much, to try not to let that message of darkness and doom and gloom encroach on us. We're asked instead to give alms, to help, to be mindful of what we eat, fasting, to spend more time in the loving presence of God, to pray. We're called to take more time to look deep into ourselves and to see the beauty of our souls, to see how beautiful we are, because that's how God sees us. God knows us. God loves us. Even the 1%, even those people whom we wonder about, God loves them too. We're all called to love ourselves a little more. And in that love, we share that love. In that blessing, we are blessed to be blessings. So, even if it feels like we're whistling in the dark, even if we're being asked to be a little bolder as we step out into the world each day, we have to let our light shine. That call it for the day. Jesus is the light and calls us to be lights. That's what it is, to go out and shine our light, to show a little more love, to offer hope, to keep faith that God is working for good, even when we cannot see it yet, to hold our light high, lifting our faith, showing it to others. We know that in a few weeks this path will lead to Jerusalem. We know that in just a few short weeks, cries of Hosanna will turn into shouts of crucify him. But for now, we have our light, and we have love, and we have one another. Let us move forward on this path together. Let us see this Lenten walk through to Jerusalem, remembering whose children we are. Let us not be distracted by dark things, by the fears that grab at us, by the worries that present themselves. Let us remember that God is stronger than all of these material things. God is working on our behalf. We walk with angels, and we're guided by the Holy Spirit. We are God's own children forever. So pray for all. Pray for God's love to break through. And in Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. Now let us turn our hearts to that source of love. Let us pray. God of compassion, source of all that is good. We praise you for mercy shown, for grace given, for living water, for Spirit's power. Today we offer the prayers of our hearts, asking for daily strength, hope for tomorrow, for your word to guide, and for your Son to lead us closer to you. God of the oppressed, we bring to you the broken ones, the forgotten ones, exploited and abused ones. Bring freedom and relief, love and compassion to damaged hearts and souls. God of compassion, hear our prayer. God of the distressed, we bring to you the grieving ones, the hurting ones, the suffering and wounded one, all of those who are grieving at this time, for those who are ill, those who are lonely, those who are in need of comfort or in any kind of danger. Bring wholeness and healing, comfort to and release to broken bodies and minds. God of compassion, hear our prayer. God of the dispossessed, we bring to you the lonely ones, the homeless ones, thirsty, tired, and penniless ones. We pray for all of those who are engaged in helping and reaching out to support those who are in any need. We pray for those people with means to come forward and offer more assistance in the name of love. Bring hope and sustenance, physical and spiritual food, to hungry bodies and souls. God of compassion, hear our prayer. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word and draw us closer to you, that the whole world may be one with you as you are one with us in Christ Jesus our Lord. For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us join together and say the words that Jesus himself gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and all with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. We are all one, all fashioned by the love of God, all gifted by God's grace, all embraced together by God's love. Today, as we connect with that constant, unbounded presence, may our lives be filled with joy, and may the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving action. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier, be with us this day and evermore. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us for this time of worship. We're so happy that we're here with you this evening. If this has helped you in any way, do consider passing along a donation. You'll see a donation button at the Community Catholic Church website. We appreciate help to keep the Blog Talk account paid. It's always a blessing when people do that. Also, we want to announce that for people in the Southern Ontario area, St. Francis Seminary, which is largely online, we're offering a course for those who would like to become permanent deacons, or not transitional deacons. There's the transitional deacons often go on to be priests, but there's the permanent diaconate, which is really a vocation in itself. And so we're starting in May. It's a six-month course, and we're training people to become deacons in our church. And deacons can they can do marriages, they can perform baptisms, and they also do funerals. A lot of people are already out there in the community visiting the sick, going to nursing homes and hospices, and becoming a deacon kind of, it really hallows their work. It hallows what they do. And so if you're interested, you'll see a link on the page there for St. Francis Seminary. The link is stfrancisseminary.com, and it's training for ministry. You'll see that there's a diploma in pastoral ministry. So I commend that to your reading. If you're interested, please call us or pop us an email. You're most welcome to fill out an application. I think that is all. I'm just realizing that I didn't have my screen up for my microphone. Do have a wonderful week, and stay tuned for more Connection Points and Sunday worship programs. Tonight, have a peaceful night, and know that God is with you. Blessings.